Yeah, you, I mean, listening to the translation, at least I heard something very interesting. You said that the occupation of Iraq was contrary to the interest of the United States.
No.
In contradiction with the interest of the United States, you said that the occupation was contrary to... He didn't say that? He made a... The interest of Iraq, he said that. Yeah, that I understand, of course. But also of the United States, I heard, no? You didn't say that? You did not say it was also contrary to the interest of the United States?
He said it's contrary to the interest of the United States of America. Then he said
yes,
Iraq. He meant Iraq instead of the U.S.
Ah, you didn't mean... So you think it's in the interest of the United States to get bogged down in a long war in Iraq? Because on the one hand, you're saying that there's going to be a lot of resistance. But my main question is about... I wanted to start with that. But my main question is when you say there's no change between the Clinton and the Bush administration... I, for one, don't believe that without September 11, which was not done by Saddam Hussein, there would have been an invasion, and I don't believe that if Gore had been elected, there would have been an invasion of Iraq. Well, certainly Saddam did not orchestrate September 11, whoever did it. And, you know, and I don't think there would have been, with the Gore administration, for example, an invasion of Iraq. A future democratic administration will remain, but that's a separate issue. Once they are there, they cannot leave, but that's a separate question. So I think there is a break between the Bush and the Clinton administration, and the break is related to the PNAC and the neoconservative, because they are willing to take a risk to put troops on the ground that are being shot at now and that are putting the United States in a big mess, in my view, and they are willing to take that risk, and more prudent imperialists would not do that, and I think that's a big difference. So I'm asking about that.
I think أعتقد أنه الفرق بين إدارة كلينتون وإدارة بوش أنه بالضبط أنا أتفق معك قبل 11/9 قبل بدون 11/9 ما كان من الممكن أنه هذا التيار الأيديولوجي اللي نسميه البناك أنه يسيطر ويكون واضح. ولكن أعتقد أن سياسة الولايات المتحدة كانت متقررة ما بضرورة بهذا الشكل الأيديولوجي اللي مطروح حاليا أنه تسيطر على العراق. والدليل أنه بدون سياسة الاحتواء الأمريكية بالإدارة كلينتون كان ما من الممكن أيضا أنه الولايات المتحدة تحقق التدخل مثل ما صار. المشروع الأمريكي الأخير قائم على أساس إلغاء كل ما هو في الماضي قائم وتغيير حتى هوية البلد وكل الأفكار السائدة وكل الصناعات أو المصالح الاقتصادية وبناء بلد جديد. هذا كان ما من الممكن أنه يفكرون بهذا الشكل لولا التهيئة اللي قامت بها من 91 إلى 2003. يعني ما كان من الممكن أنه تتحقق هذه. أنا أكرر أنا لا أعلم بخفايا السياسة الأمريكية. أنا أعرف ما يصير بالوقت الحاضر ما قامت به إدارة بوش الحالية في العراق من إلغاء الدولة العراقية ممكن فقط نتيجة انهيار الدولة العراقية بواسطة العقوبات من الداخل بالحقيقة.